Stock, this is dictating on Shannon Herman. S-H-A-N-N-O-N. Shannon Herman. H-E-R-M-A-N-N. Herman. H-E-R-M-A-N-N. And it's Nancy. Date of birth is 2-1-78. Date of visit 8-14-24. Next paragraph. Please make a copy of this for Christy Chong, APRN. Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y. Chong, C-H-O-N-G. Chong, C-H-O-N-G. APRN. Next paragraph. Dear Christy, thank you for sending Herman Shannon for pulmonary evaluation. Next, Hester Presidentless. This is a 46-year-old obese female who has a past history of excessive sleepiness, has previously had polysomnographic study and has been evaluated by pulmonology as well as neurology. And was advised to go on modafinil for excessive daytime sleepiness. The patient states that she did not have significant obstructive sleep apnea. However, her polysomnographic studies are unavailable for review. Period. The patient has been overweight for several years and is trying to lose some weight. She has nasal allergies, post-nasal drip, history of irritable bowel syndrome, and hyperthyroidism, as well as narcolepsy. Most recently, the patient has been advised to see a neurologist, Dr. Wyrzbicki. Wyrzbicki is W-I-E-R-Z-B-I-E-K-I. I'm sorry, B-E-I-K-I. Wyrzbicki. The patient has no leg edema, denies any headaches, blackouts, spells, denies any chest pains, nausea, or vomiting. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of cholecystectomy in 05, DNC with the uterine ablation in 2010, hysterectomy in 2015, and ovary resected in 2020. She has no hypertension or diabetes. She has hyperthyroidism. Next paragraph, allergies to Lortab. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 25 years and quit. No significant, drinks alcohol occasionally. Works at the ophthalmologist's office. Next, family history. Mother is in good health, Father. Passed away. Next paragraph, system review, patient has fatigue and daytime sleepiness. She has no cataracts. She denies urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has hay fever. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has heartburn and abdominal pains. She has diarrhea and constipation. She has swelling of the extremities. No arm pain or calf muscle pains. She has depression and anxiety. She has bleeding gums. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headaches, numbness of the extremities, memory loss, and skin rash with itching. Next, medalist. Propranolol, 20 milligrams daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Methimazole, 5 milligrams daily. Montelukast, 10 milligrams HS. Modafinil, 200 milligrams daily. Lexapro, 10 milligrams as needed. Next, paragraph, physical exam. This moderately obese, I'm sorry, this is a very obese middle-aged lady who is alert, no acute distress, no pallor cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse 75, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 270 pounds, saturation 99. HEND abnormal cephalic pupils are reactive. Sclera or clear throat with mildly injected, the ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions, with scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Can you please change that? Scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields, no crackles. Heart, the anthems are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes, the 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next, paragraph, impression number 1 is, history of narcolepsy. Number 2 is irritable bowel syndrome. Number 3 is hyperthyroidism. And number 4 is exogenous obesity. And number 5 is hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT of the chest. Since she does have a history of smoking, she will see the neurologist for evaluation of her narcolepsy. I also suggested that she complete a new polysomnographic study. And a copy of her previous studies will be requested. She was placed on Ventolin HFA, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. And a copy of her recent labs will be requested. A follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Christy Chong, C-H-O-N-G, Christy. APRN. Thank you, Sakti Suzanne.